Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 59 on April 27th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Freeport MacMoran, Morgan Stanley, and the China Large Cap ETF. And we discussed three new trades on Stone Co. Limited, L Brands, and United Healthcare. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or simply visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, the week-over-week price changes lately in the stock market have been amazingly low. That's not to say that we haven't had a few spikes or a little bit of volatility intraday or even during the week, but week over week it's been pretty low, and we are in a very interesting period if you ask me. Don't get lulled into falling asleep. Like, it's times like this when there doesn't seem to be a whole lot going on in the market that it's just good to start sharpening your pencils and staying alert. Trust me, opportunity tends to be right around the corner, even with summertime approaching. And as we know, or as many of you will know, stock volumes tend to die off. Trading volume dies off in the summertime as real money firms like big pension funds and, you know, mutual funds, the guys that can swing around, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in stock in a clip, many of them start taking vacations, sort of stepping away from the market, and it tends to pick back up after Labor Day. So we're only a few weeks away from Memorial Day, so just keep an eye on things. Certainly, lots of things could happen between now and Memorial Day to break this sort of period of lower volatility. Now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average actually finished the week 16 points lower, closing at 26,543 points, and the S&P 500 index finished nearly 35 points higher at 2,939 points. Now, our topic for the week is actually a question, and that is, what's in a strike price? I mean, each week on the show, I talk about strike prices, so I figured I'd take a moment to just sort of define a strike price and add a little color to what I really look at them for. So the strike price is the price where your option is in the money or defined as being out of the money as well. It represents the share price in the underlying stock where that option can be exercised. And that doesn't matter if you've bought or sold the option. The strike price is the same. Now, for out of the money options, that means that the closer to the strike price, the higher the value of that strike or the options on that strike. So let's say that we're looking at a $25 strike, and it's going to be a call option. So the $26 calls and the $27 calls are both going to be out of the money. It's just that the $26 call, if the underlying is $25, or even if we're looking at a $25 strike, we'll just put it lower. Either way, if the underlying is $25 per share, and we're looking at the $26 strike and the $27 strike, the $26 strike will have a higher value for that call option than the $27 strike will. And that's because it's a call option and would obviously be flipped if we were looking at puts. And that's because there's a higher likelihood, ultimately, that that option will finish in the money. So if I'm selling an option or a spread, I want to choose the option or spread that is the farthest away from the at-the-money price. So at-the-money is when you look at a strike price, that is close to the trading, close to where the actual stock, the underlying stock, is trading. So if the stock is trading at $25 per share, and we're looking at the $25 call, that's at the money, right? So, or even the $25 put would be at the money at that point. But if we're selling an option or a spread, you want to choose the option that is as far away from that at-the-money price that still gives you values that fit within your trading parameters, right? So that way, if they're further away, it actually creates a little more cushion for the option that you're selling, or the spread that you're selling, creates more of a cushion before you start to lose money, right? We just want to buy ourselves some time and hope that ultimately put ourselves in a position where there's a lower likelihood of that option going in the money and costing us money. Now, if I buy an option or a spread, it's typically already in the money. I tend to buy things that are already in the money. So I'm looking for an option or spread that is as far away from the at-the-money price. And that's because, once again, that creates a little bit of a cushion. So using that $25 strike again, let's stick with the call option. If I buy the 23 call or the 24 call, the 23 call is going to be deeper in the money. If I can get the values that I want on that 23 call or even the 23-24 call spread, that creates another buffer, a little bit of a buffer between where my option position starts to lose money and where the underlying stock price is right now. So the caveat, of course, to all of this is that the numbers for valuing the spread relative to the risk numbers, how much you're taking in versus how much you can actually make, or how much you're spending on the option relative to how much you make. The numbers still have to work and line up to put me in the highest likelihood scenario of making money that I look for. And I have parameters. You'll notice them each week because I tend to sell things around the same value and buy things around the same value. And so those parameters work for me. A lot of this is art more than science, but at least if you start with hard numbers, you start with science, and then you start to figure out what really works best for your personality. That's where the art form really kicks in, and the trading examples become personal to you and your profit goals. So that's it for this week. Little touching base on strike price. I hadn't spoken about any sort of fundamental definitions or anything on options in a long time, and I'll probably go back to that here over the coming weeks. Now, let's get into the trades from last week. We'll start off with the covered call on Freeport McMoRan, that symbol FCX, Frank Charlie X-Ray. The stock last week was trading for $14 a share, and I looked at buying that stock and then selling the May 15 call for 33 cents, hoping for a 9.5% return in 4 weeks. Well, Freeport McMoRan stock finished the week at $12.50, a $1.50 per share loss in the stock, so that sucks. The May 15 call, which we sold, can now be repurchased for 3 cents. That'll be a gain of 30 cents, but that still leaves you with a $1.20 loss per share. Now, even if you were to roll the option strike lower, which we often do, you're not going to recover the loss in that stock. So my heart right now says ultimately close the trade and try again. Unless you really like that stock. If you like the stock, then you have another reason to be in it beyond the hope of oversized returns in the covered call arena. Now, if the stock, when I look at it, has fallen just outside of the previous trend line, and it's heading up, so there's certainly a chance that this stock will go higher. It's certainly worth watching, keeping a watch, close eye, if you decide to stay in if you got in the trade, and certainly if you decide to stay in it, I'd keep a very close eye on this stock. You do not want it to drop any lower because you're truly exposed. When you trade a covered call, it's not so much the option that I'm most afraid of, it's the stock that can fall, because you really can only cover as much loss in the stock as the amount of money that you take in for selling that call option. So in this scenario, we received 33 cents for selling the May 15 call, but with stock dropping $1.50, that 33 cents just didn't add enough of a cushion. Now let's dive into our credit spread on the week. We looked last week at Morgan Stanley, symbol MS, Michael Sam. At the time, the stock was trading for $47.55. We looked at selling the May 47-46 put spread and receiving 34 cents for that spread. That creates a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. Now, Morgan Stanley stock ended the week 34 cents higher, so it closed at $47.89 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread, which we sold, is still out of the money. It's only lost a little bit of its value right now, roughly a 4 cents decline if you were to try to cross the bid ask spread and buy it in right now. So if you were to sell more of this spread, of course, you would actually be able to sell more for 10 cents less than we received on our initial price. So that's actually good. That means that this spread is losing value, losing money, and that's ultimately what we want for it to happen. So I'm confident in saying this is a winning trade, and just to continue to follow it while leaving it on. And then our final trade last week was the debit spread on the iShares China Large Cap ETF, symbol FXI, Frank X-Ray Isaac. At the time, the stock finished the week at $45.73, and we looked at buying the May 45-45 half call spread, paying 35 cents, which creates a maximum gain scenario of 15 cents, or just shy of 43% return. Now, the China Large Cap ETF also lost money. It lost $1.13 per share this week, ending the week at $44.60. The in-the-money spread, the in-the-money call spread, which we purchased, has lost 20 cents so far. And that's significant, right? We only paid 35 cents, so it's lost a significant amount. So there are some other trades that we can consider. So what trades, you guys have been listening to the show, what are some of the trades that I can put on to minimize or mitigate the loss, right? So we have a scenario where we bought some calls, stock ended up lower, so the stock went down. What could we possibly do? Well, since the market has gone lower, we know that selling call spreads and buying put spreads will actually make you money. So I'm looking at selling against this trade, so leaving the trade on. You could sell two May 45 half 46 call spreads, collecting 10 cents each. Now, anytime you add a position add more trades to your position, it changes the risk. So if you were to execute this spread, here's how it would look. Now, below $45 per share, your maximum loss is 15 cents per spread. Now, that's on the whole trade. At $45.50, you have made 35 cents overall on the position, or that's a 100% return on your initial money. And then at $45.75, you will have lost 35 cents. And at $46 per share or higher, you'll lose a total of about 65 cents. I like to look at the final P&L for the position at after expiration. This will help you ultimately keep from blowing up your account with hidden risk that you didn't understand or didn't foresee. So I always want to know, like, okay, if stock moves, you know, a dollar higher, 50 cents higher, $2 higher, what's going to happen to my position? And that way I can keep track and keep tabs on what I need to do to protect it as well. So as you see, between $45 and $46 per share, we have a big swing from a small loss to a 100% return on our initial investment to an even larger loss. So you have to keep track of this sort of thing, and doing it this way I found to be the best. When I was trading for both investment banks and for big trading firms, they would normally look at 5%, 10%. What would happen if the market moved 5%, 10%, 20% in our direction, or likewise, if it moved against us 5%, 10%, 15%, 20%. And you really want to get a good grasp of your total risk, this is a perfect way to do it. Look at the end price scenarios and see where you're going to make your most money or where you're going to get banged up the most. That way you'll know how to act or how to react at every step or every trade of the market. Now let's take a look at this week's trades. We're still going to be looking at trades in the month of May expiration. May expires in 3 weeks. So we'll start off with the covered call. I'm looking at StoneCo LTD, stock symbol STNE, Sam Thomas Nancy Edward. The stock ended the week at $26.77 per share, and I'm looking at buying that stock and then selling the May 27 call and receiving $1.75 for that, hoping for a return of 7.4% in 3 weeks. Now, StoneCo Limited is a Brazilian fintech company. Berkshire Hathaway recently announced a sizable investment in this company, so I'm sure that will push the price higher. Hopefully, we'll get that movement in price, that movement up in price here within the next 3 weeks, so we can make a decent return on this trade. Now, you enter this trade by buying StoneCo stock for $26.77, and then selling the May 27 call at $1.75. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $27 per share. Now our next trade is going to be a credit spread on L Brands, symbol LB, Larry Bryan. Stock finished the week at $26.17. And I'm looking at selling the May 26 half 27 call spread at 15 cents, which creates a maximum loss possible of 35 cents. Now you enter this trade by selling the May 26 half call at 70 cents and then concurrently buying the May 27 call for 55 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $26.50 per share. So since we're selling a call spread, we definitely want the market to stay where it is or to go lower. And then our final trade of the week is on United Healthcare, symbol UNH, Uncle Nancy Howard. Stock ended the week at $237 per share. And I'm looking at buying the May 240, 237 half put spread for $1.70, which creates a maximum gain of 80 cents or 47% over the next 3 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the May 240 put for $6.70 and concurrently selling the May 237 half put for $5 per share. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay below $237.50 per share. And one of the things I like, this stock price overall, the stock chart appears to be trending lower. And even though it was up in price this week, it appears to be hitting right on some key resistance levels that we've seen be pivot points in previous months. So I'm sort of expecting that to continue. And I also wanted to look at this trade too, just so that we would have an example of a higher priced spread. So it's rare that I look at a stock that's over, you know, $100 or even over $200 per share. And you'll see that trading spreads still allows you to participate in these higher dollar stocks. This spread actually has a maximum value of $2.50. And that's why I said we're buying it for $1.70. And that creates a maximum gain of 80 cents per spread. So the numbers still work out the same on a percentage basis. I still look for particular ratios to hold true. And I like this spread. So that is it for this week. Hopefully you guys are enjoying the show. Definitely reach out to me. I've had some awesome emails lately. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for writing. You can always reach me at eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. Have a great week. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.